Welcome to the Podcasting for Business show. I'm your host, Lindsay Gould, the founder of The Podcast Boutique, the next level podcast production company for entrepreneurs and business owners who want to get known and turn their listeners into paying clients. In this podcast, you'll learn the strategies to launch, grow, and monetize your podcast, all while saving time in your business and having some fun doing it. Welcome to a new episode of the Podcasting for Business show. Today, we're going to be talking all about ADHD and podcasting. I'm going to be sharing with you some tips on how you can make it easier to create your podcast when you have ADHD. We've also got some guests coming up later on in the episode. I'm going to be talking to Ruth Kudzi about ADHD and podcasts, along with what it's like to host a podcast as someone with ADHD. And this week's sound celebration is Shane Hyland. So why are we discussing this topic today? Well, last week it was Neurodiversity Celebration Week. Neurodiversity Celebration Week is a worldwide initiative now that challenges stereotypes and misconceptions of neurological differences. So the purpose of the week is to help the world understand, value, and celebrate the talents of neurodiverse minds. There are three aims of the week. It's all about increasing acceptance and understanding, providing education, and also celebrating neurodiversity. Many people use neurodiversity as a bit of an umbrella term to describe all the alternative thinking styles such as autism and ADHD, for example. But regardless of labels, neurodiversity is about recognizing those who think differently. Now, another reason that we're talking about this week is I also have ADHD, but today's episode isn't about me. I'm going to be sharing my own ADHD story another time. So let's talk about some of the ways that listening to podcasts can be really calming for people with ADHD. One of them is that you can listen to them on demand. You can listen to them however you want. You can pause, you can rewind, you can speed it up, you can slow it down, and you can listen while you're doing something else. For some people with ADHD, it's easier to listen while your brain is focusing on something else. There was some research done in 2015 at the University of Central Florida, and it was a study with 8 to 12 year old boys with ADHD. And what they found is that they could actually concentrate better when they were able to move around or fidget. So listening to podcasts in an environment such as a bus or a train or at home where you're able to do other things like looking out the window, playing on your phone or cooking or doing something else, it found that it was easier to concentrate on something like a podcast when they were doing other things. Now, there are loads of podcasts relating to ADHD, whether that's discussing what it's like to live with ADHD, ADHD hacks, or ADHD women's well-being. And there is a huge support community within the podcasting world. So here are a few of those podcasts that you might want to go and check out. The first one is It My Mind? By Grace Timothy. Second one is ADHD Aha. And the third one is the ADHD Adults Podcast, and that's by James Brown and Alex Connor. There are loads more. Go and check it out. Go and do a keyword search for ADHD or neurodiversity, and you'll find a stack of resources to help you. So if you're a podcaster or you're about to start your own podcast, and you also happen to have ADHD, I'm going to share with you 7 tips that will help you to be more productive and organized when creating your podcast. Number 1, break all the tasks down into smaller chunks. So don't try and attempt to research, record, edit, do all of the post-production tasks all in one day. Break the task down into smaller chunks so that it feels more manageable. Number two, set yourself some time limits for these tasks. People with ADHD often have time blindness and they can also have hyperfocus. And I'm saying this from experience. You can either be late for things, be too early for things, or you can simply get up in the morning and work the entire day without realizing that you've been hyper-focused on an activity. So set yourselves time limits for completing all the different tasks to put your podcast together. Number three, make it fun. Do what you need to do to make the task fun. Number four, when recording your episodes, break each section of your episode into different parts. With this podcast, we record all the different elements separately so that it's easier for me to put together, but it's also easier for the fabulous Petra when she's putting it all together afterwards. Number five, fight the hyperfocus. As I said before, people with ADHD can often hyperfocus on activities, so be aware of that if that is you. Get someone to call you at a certain time, set alarms on your phone, book meetings into your calendar so that you have to finish an activity at a certain time. Number six, use a body double. What this means is work with somebody else. So if you have a friend, you can go and meet to go and do some work together in an environment together, in a coffee shop together, for example, or even if you're going to use online workspaces like Zoom, if you're going to agree to work together in a Zoom room, this is just going to create a more productive environment for you because you know that somebody else is working at the same time as you. And then number five, keep things visible. Again, some people with ADHD, they have this thing where if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. So using things like sticky notes to keep things visible, to remind you of tasks, to make things front and center are going to keep you on track. So I hope that has been useful for you. I'll do a very quick rundown of those quick tips. Number one, break tasks into smaller chunks. Number two, set time limits for your tasks. Number three, make it fun. Number four, when recording, break each section into different parts. Number five, fight the hyperfocus. Number six, use a body double. And number seven, keep things visible. Today, I've got a very special guest. Now, I've known and worked with Ruth Kudzi for almost 6 years now. Can't believe how that time has flown, to be honest. She's one of this country's only ICF master coaches, and she's the founder, CEO of Optimus Coach Academy. Now, not only does she run several successful businesses, she's also a best-selling author and podcaster. And when I decided I wanted to create this episode for Neurodiversity Week, Ruth was the very first person that I thought of. She's someone who has ADHD and is also very successful. And she's also a really dear friend. The term neurodiversity is, of course, a really broad umbrella term. But when you think about neurodiversity, Ruth, what does that term mean to you?
For me, it really means that people's brains are wired differently. And actually, everybody has a unique brain and a brain that's wired differently.
So in terms of your own neurodiversity, when was it that you were diagnosed with ADHD?
So last year, so 2022, and I honestly, like loads of people around me were having ADHD diagnoses, and I never looked at it. And it's really weird because I'm usually the person that looks at everything, but I didn't look. I didn't think it was me. And it was actually my mum that said, that had read an article in the Times, like the Times Weekend, and was like, Ruth, I think this would explain a lot. And that is... Yeah, that's how I realised that I had ADHD, the Times Weekend article.
Yeah, it's funny. I was with someone the other night, actually, at an International Women's Day event, and I met her last year on a retreat, and we were chatting about ADHD and all sorts of things, and she said, you know what, I think I'm going to look into this. So that was in September last year, and then I met her the other night, and she said, oh, by the way, I've been diagnosed. Yeah, I think it's almost like this lost generation of 40 plus women. And when they start on the perimenopause path,
the symptoms, apparently, they get stronger, they become more apparent. So that's why I think that more and more women are getting diagnosed now, because they were able to mask it so well previously. So when you were diagnosed with ADHD, how did you feel about it?
I just felt an immense amount of relief, because all of the things that I have been making myself feel bad about my entire life could be explained. So as my mum said, I always had the messiest bedroom that you could ever imagine. She's like, I couldn't understand how you'd have this really messy bedroom and you'd come out and you'd look really immaculate, or that you'd produce work and it was perfect, but your room was not. And things like being late, constantly losing my phone, not finishing things. I used to think at work that I'd get found out for not always finishing things and I'd be sacked, and I was like the worst person ever. And then I realized that actually lots of people don't finish things.
When you think about the challenges you've had, like since being an adult, because a lot of them I look back to and I think, well, clearly when I was a teenager, all of that stuff can be explained now, like constantly leaving my cookery basket on the bus constantly. But I look back at things then and I understand them now. But can you identify some of the challenges you have now as an adult since you've been diagnosed that are showing up for you day in, day out with your ADHD?
I think sometimes thinking that I've told people things and I haven't. Like I might be repeating myself, or maybe I haven't told them, especially in the workplace. And because I'm now really open with my team, I say things like, I can't remember if I've told you this or not. But I think that in the past, people were saying that I was inconsistent, or I was this and I was that, because I literally could not remember if I told people that or not. Also, like, you know, I'm great for having amazing ideas, but then I forget. And then maybe it's not followed through. So again, it's about getting support. So yeah, okay, so I've got these ideas. What are we going to do? And sharing so people will keep me accountable. Like I still really struggle with time. I still struggle with, I have no interest in things, making myself do them. And I basically have to do some of our accreditation processes. And it's really, you know, not exciting. So I have to just motivate myself. So yeah, I definitely see it in my work. I'm getting lost in work as well. I'm making a real conscious effort to stand up more and actually have breaks, because sometimes I could just sit for hours because I'm so kind of engrossed in what I'm doing.
During your podcast, you're really open and honest about your ADHD and also within your day-to-day life as well. But behind the scenes, when you're creating your podcast, do you have any challenges when putting your podcast together because of your ADHD?
So I don't think I have challenges in putting it together, because obviously I work with you and your team, but I do sometimes struggle with finding the time to do it or all of those kinds of things. So again, accountability works really well for me, because again, I've got that thing that I'm a people pleaser, which I think is part of ADHD. I don't like letting people down.
What do you think? I would love to know what you think about this, because I've got really specific views about this next question. So no pressure. But what do you think about this whole idea of ADHD being a superpower?
I think, do you know what? I think it can be really detrimental to label it like that for some people, because in a way it can reduce the lived experience that people have. So I think we have to be really careful about how we label things. I mean, personally, I think ADHD has helped me be successful as an entrepreneur, because I think it's allowed me to really focus and be relentless on things that other people might not do. And actually, I think that part of the reason, like, I'm so obsessed with performance improvement and all of that kind of thing, and I think that is from my ADHD. So I'm not sure if it can be a superpower. I would say that we can use it to our advantage and we can play to our strengths. But we have to realise that there are limitations as well.
Yeah, I believe that ADHD has helped me to be resilient. It's helped me to keep going with things. It's helped me be creative. It's helped me with the hyper-focus that's sometimes needed as a business owner. But yeah, I flinch a little bit when I hear people saying it's a superpower, because there are some really crappy things about having ADHD. And like you said before, when you think you've told somebody something and you haven't, I will regularly do that.
And the thing is, when people don't know you, like, they might think you're rude, like attention as well. So I've been at events and I'm like, I've got bored and gone on my phone, but it's not because the event is boring. It's because my attention span, I get distracted really, really easily. And that's not great. I don't when I'm training and coaching, but I can do in other situations. And then people think you're rude.
You can stop it when you really have to, but it's, do you find afterwards it's really draining?
Yeah, I get rid of my phone. So addictive, that dopamine.
I know. It really is. And people with ADHD as well, we lack dopamine, don't we? So we're constantly looking for it.
And it's really interesting because when I was growing up, like I definitely would struggle sometimes with alcohol. And I was speaking to a friend of ours who also has ADHD. And she's like, that's your ADHD. Because it's the way your brain is wired. And I would never understand, like, what is it about me? I don't understand. And I think that I didn't have enough willpower and I was this and I was that. And actually, you're like, oh, it's my brain. And what can I do to work with my brain? That's when you can be powerful.
So there is a big ADHD community in the podcasting world, whether you know that or not, I don't know, but there is a big ADHD community. And a lot of people with ADHD say that listening to podcasts is their preferred way to consume content. Why do you think that might be?
Because, first of all, you can do it while you're doing something else. You can move around. I think it's more flexible in a way than watching video. You have to be more concentrated on it or reading something. It's just a much more flexible way of consuming content. And I think that works with our brains.
Mm, yeah, totally agree. We can do 20 things at once and still listen.
Exactly.
So finally, have you got any tips for anyone with ADHD, Ruth, who might already be hosting their own podcast or they're thinking about starting?
I would say pick something that you're really passionate about to talk about, because that's going to help you with the hyperfocus, and get some support, because you probably will need support because of how you are, and go for it. Like, one of the great things about podcasting is that you've got a platform to be yourself. And I think actually owning all of that can be very positive.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ruth. It's been great chatting to you about this today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ruth. If you would like to find out more about Ruth Cudsey, then the link to her podcast is in the show notes, as well as the link to her social media and her website. And I definitely recommend that if you are looking to train to be a coach, that you go and check out the Optimus Coach Academy. They are honestly fantastic. Such fantastic coach training and highly, highly recommended. Okay, I think it's time now for a sound celebration. This is the part of the show where I bring you the Podcast Boutique Sound Celebrations. Each week, we'll meet someone who is doing brilliant things in the world of podcasting. There are so many women in business with voices that need to be celebrated. Sound Celebrations shines a spotlight on people in podcasting with important messages.
The Podcast Boutique. Sound Celebration!
I'm Shane Hyland. I am a co-founder and director of Sanctuary Financial Planning. My podcast is called Sanctuary Educator Podcast, which I co-host with my business partner, Gareth Shears. It initially developed at lockdown when I ripped my Achilles and the world was in a strange place, and we as financial planners were dealing with a lot of business owners, and in a way to push our teachings, our ideas out, we set up Building Business Resilience. Now we're on to series 4, the Sanctuary Educate podcast, where we talk about all things money and mindset and in some form try and educate people in the very basics of money, finance, pensions, investments, a lot of stuff that people find a bit boring. We try and put a bit of a slant on it to make it as interesting as possible for people in an educational format. I was diagnosed with ADHD approximately 6 to 10 weeks ago on a follow-up from a confirmation of a diagnosis of being autistic last year. We don't talk about ADHD at the moment in our podcast solely on the grounds that my diagnosis is only recent, that it has never come up. But there is talk between Gareth and myself to start bringing things like that into future episodes. And as it's on the grounds of finance and education, we both think that it would benefit those that are diagnosed with certain neurotypical issues such as autism or ADHD. I think knowing the world of my profession, finance, and knowing how my brain works in an ADHD world, bringing that to life and trying to explain maybe how I feel about certain things in the world of finance, how I understand and try and make sense of the world of finance, may bring some help to people or give them some guidance or understanding or ability to understand that sometimes it can be difficult. But without trying to blow my own trumpet, I feel I've been successful in life, even though I've never realised that I've had the issues that I've been diagnosed with recently. And hopefully it might give some comfort to people knowing that, yeah, it can be difficult. Diagnosis can be a wonderful thing, it can be a negative, but you can actually see people that have progressed in life and are able to deal with the issues that confront them in a successful manner.
Thank you, Shane, for all that you're doing and for being the Podcast Boutique's sound celebration this week. If you're doing something brilliant in the world of podcasting, then get in touch. We would love to celebrate your voice next. Now, in next week's episode, we're going to be marking the end of March by celebrating Walk All Over Cancer Month. Cancer is a really personal topic for me, and next week's episode is going to be called Talk All Over Cancer, and we're going to be celebrating some of the amazing women who podcast about life after cancer. I'm going to be speaking to a very special guest, one of our fantastic clients, Gabrielle Mottershead, and she runs a podcast called Life After Cancer. She's going to be sharing a little bit about her journey and also how she is using her podcast to inspire other women after cancer. So I'll be back next week. You have been listening to the Podcasting for Business show with me, Lindsay Gould. I really hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I'll be back next week with more tips on launching a podcast to grow your business. Let's make it happen.